When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Okay, thanks. That's a deal.
You finished yours?
That's a deal.
Yeah, I would love another
Maybe
one.
Maybe I did. Get another one for before we go. Yeah, there you go.
I love this.
We came a long way from me.
This feels like such a real podcast.
Me taping in my bathroom because my kids were yelling.
In your bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good acoustics.
Trying to find a quiet space in the
good,
house.
Good sound in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now you sound amazing.
It's been 3 years. I hope so.
I'm having trouble. It's weird when we don't record at Katie's house because, like, it's the whole thing's off for me.
I know. It's weird.
Because I'm used to, like, I, like, yell, like, for real.
You can still yell.
Can I still yell?
Yeah.
In here?
Can I still swear?
You can still swear for sure. I can yell. I can be like, Katie!
Yes.
You know what? You told me to put it in there, so I put it in there.
I do, but I should.
Is Herbert here?
I should ask. Simply Seattle, if I can tell this story.
Herbert's here.
Shout out to Herbert. I had him in the rundown, so I just want to make sure.
Any gamers in here? But I'm just saying, can I talk about teabagging?
Oh, yeah. That's the new show with the new attitude, man.
Okay. Start the show. Start the music.
I'm going to. I'm waiting until everybody's settled in. I don't know. Is everybody settled? We settled?
Yeah.
Are we going?
Thank you.
Are we doing the thing?
Thank you.
Take 12, man. Back with a brand new attitude. New name. You love the name.
I do.
The name fits perfect.
It does.
It does. What were some of the ones that we didn't like on the way to this name? Do you remember them?
No. I mean, I put mine in the suggestion box. I don't know if they got heard.
What was it?
Area 51.
That's pretty good.
It was probably a little too much about me.
Uh-huh.
And producer was worried about that.
One of them we had was First and Swole.
I mean... okay... You didn't even tell me about that one.
Yeah. You like that?
Nice job, Katie. What happened?
We could go back.
What happened to the poll? That's all I'm asking.
What about we had one of them was the All Pro and the Idiot.
I didn't hear about that one. I didn't hear about that one.
We settled on take 12 though. Yeah, the 12s, you know.
Absolutely.
Also 12 takes, like hot takes.
And you're an actor.
Yeah.
And so is Katie.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just trying, yeah.
It takes me 12 takes? Is that what you're trying to say?
I didn't. You said that.
How dare you?
I was just saying, you're an actor.
How dare you? It's literally, like three at the most.
That's it. Loaf it to two takes is what they call me.
Relaunch, man. Redoing of the show. Big reopening of the show.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
We got billboards all over town up in Seattle. Have you seen any?
We do.
Yeah. There's going to be billboards everywhere with your face on them.
Kind of.
Well, there's. Well, we're recording now, but then there's.
Yeah.
Can you stop messing me up on the timeline?
I'm just asking. Hey, I'm a middle linebacker by heart.
Uh-huh.
Logistics.
Yeah.
Is, you know.
But now.
That's what I did. I directed traffic on the field, man.
But now you're going to be on a billboard like a quarterback.
I've been on billboards. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are, Brett Tavern? Think you're the only one that's been on a billboard?
We got new sponsors.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Yeah, there. Now something to talk about.
Well, don't give away too much stuff. I'm just saying we got new sponsors coming in. That's a new fun thing. Plenty to talk about. This is the cold open, my man.
Oh, man. Cold brew.
We've been doing this for 3 years. You'd think we'd know how to do it by now.
Just put the fucking music on, man.
You want to start the show?
Let's fucking start the show.
We got a new theme song, too. You ready?
Oh, my God. Now, you didn't even tell me about that.
Here we go. Start the show.
First.
podcast. Welcome to the new show, a grand opening, a relaunch, a rebrand.
A reimagining.
The Take 12 podcast on the Believe NFL Sports Network. As always, brought to you by our sponsor, Simply Seattle. We're actually at Simply Seattle recording today at the headquarters. They let us in here.
Insane. Do they know?
Do they know we're here? They probably do with all the yelling by now. They gave us free beers, too.
Shout out to Simply Seattle.
Hell yeah. You guys want to go to shopsimplyseattle.com. Use our promo code exclusive to this podcast. Take 12. T-A-K-E-1-2. Take 12. Oh, sorry.
That's my line.
My bad, dude. I'm sorry. Hold on.
T-A-K-E-1-2.
For 12% off of your purchases at shopsimplyseattle.com. He is former Seahawks All-Pro middle linebacker Lofa Tatupu. I'm a guy from Edmonds who used to be on MTV. And will be on a soon to be on an episode of Tacoma FD, hence the bleached tips. So if you like Super Troopers, if you like Tacoma FD, I'll be on there soon. And that's why I have the blonde hair, and that's why Lofa can make fun of me about it. Now you know the story.
My kid loves your cartoon.
Is that a Yu-Gi-Oh joke?
You bet your ass it is.
Email us, SeahawksPod@gmail.com. Follow us at Take12Pod. New handle, everybody. It's at Take12Pod. If you were following the old handle, don't worry. You're still following us. We changed the name. But if you're new, come find us at Take12Pod. On any social media. Also, there's a Patreon coming soon, so be the first to sign up for that. More details on that later in the episode. On today's episode, we've got our 12 takes about the Seahawks and anything else we can think of. We'll also get to some of your takes that we got from Twitter. Also, a brand new bit called 51 Questions that Lofa is very excited about.
Debatable.
We're going to Germany. We're taking a trip to Germany this year, my man.
Give me some.
So we'll give you guys all the details about that. Ticket packages go on sale soon, but you can give us your email right now to sign up for all the details. And then also there's a collaboration coming with Simply Seattle. I forgot to mention that, but we'll get into that. Lofa, let's just start with training camp, man, and our takes on everything. I mean, the show is called Take 12. So let's get into our takes, man. You were out there at training camp. What'd you see?
I hate to let everybody down. This is going to be a quick take.
Oh, no. What?
It was so hot.
Oh.
It was, and they weren't in pads.
Yeah.
And everybody knows, you know, you don't see anything when there's no pads. Everybody looks good. Brett Davern looks good in a helmet. And shorts, running around on the football field.
Yeah, like because I'm an actor, you mean? Because I look good doing it. I'll know what I'm doing. The stunt guy will make me look good. That's what you mean, right?
Yeah, the stunt guy
right.
does all the work.
Right.
So, you know, until the pads come on, you don't really see anything. The pads just come on, like what? Like I think it was like 2 days ago.
Okay.
So I didn't get to see them pads.
Yeah.
Again, you know, it's hard for me to say that I was soft to leave practice after a half hour because of the heat.
Yeah.
But I might have got heat stroke. I might have got heat stroke. So. Okay.
So you went indoors. So you didn't really get a real sense of like this first camp without Russ and Bobby, and you weren't really able to get a full sense of that yet?
No, I didn't get a sense of like what we have in terms of, you know, personnel
who's
on the field.
Left over.
Stop. Get so negative?
All right, fine.
But I did get the sense of the energy and excitement in the air,
sure.
In the building.
Yeah.
Like, they're ready to go. And I know with the team speed that they have through the draft, free agency, all the pieces they've added,
yeah.
They're excited. And I'll tell you right now, I'm it makes me excited because it used to, you know, even, you know, things, I'm not going to say they got stale.
Right.
But it was kind of like, all right, here
well,
we go.
Well, we kind of knew what to expect, at least in terms of the players on the team and sort of that level of play. And really, who knows what to expect?
Positions were set, like you're saying.
Right.
Like, there was no question about who the quarterback was going to be.
Right.
There is a question right now.
Right, right.
I mean, there even, you know, Rashad Penny finished the season very strong. But we drafted a second-round running back. There's so many. And then the linebacker position, which I could go on for.
There's like 15 linebackers on the roster right now.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll see who wins that battle.
Yeah.
But it's going to be Brooks and Barton, right, in the middle.
Well,
and
give me a take, though. I mean, I'll give you my take, right, first.
Super Bowl champions.
Okay, there's Lofa's take. My take, 6 games. And we'll be impressed by anything more than that. I think we'll be impressed by young players, and we'll all be looking for next year.
6 games. Well, you didn't even say anything. You just said 6 games.
6 games. That's my take. Six games.
6 wins?
Mm?
6 games?
What? 6 W's well, no. This year. I think the over-under is like 5.5.
You're shitting me.
Come on.
You think we only got 6 in us?
I don't know. I mean, what do we have so far? I don't even know what
we got. We got a running back that rushed for 150 per game the last 5 games.
All right.
Re-signed him.
Here's a bold prediction, though. I'll give you a bold take.
You gonna listen to my fucking take?
I am. I was waiting. I thought you were going to finish. I'm sorry. You know, we've actually never done the show in the same room at the same time before.
I hate it already. I love Sleepy Seattle. But damn, Brett.
I'm sorry. My point is, I got to get used to the rhythm. Keep going.
No, I'm over it.
Next take.
Yeah.
Well, here's the bold take. I think we will beat the Bucks in Germany because we'll be there.
Yeah, we're the good luck charms.
So write that down right now because I already called it preseason.
Championship.
Yeah.
Yeah, next take.
BetOnline.ag. That's our next take. BetOnline.ag, one of our sponsors. Go to BetOnline.ag for all your online betting needs. Promo code.
Don't make me wrong here.
I told you the new one.
Take 12.
Take 12. BetOnline.ag. Take 12 is the promo code. We're going to blanket that across the board to help mostly me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Take 12, TAKE12, betonline.ag, everybody. You can probably bet on, actually, I know you can bet on who the Seahawks quarterback will be week 1. That's a prop bet at betonline.ag. So go over there, lay some wagers down if you'd like to, which is a nice seggy because the next thing I was going to ask you
is the next take?
The quarterback battle, man. I mean, who's going to be the quarterback of this team?
I feel like Locke is going to have to literally take the job from Geno.
Yeah,
and,
me too.
You know, Geno's been here. He knows the system.
Yeah.
You know, the guys love him, you know. So we'll see. But outside of a big thing about Pete Carroll and his program, whether it was college or in the NFL, is security, ball security.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure you do not turn the ball over. So unless Geno somehow turns the ball over 3 or 4 times a game to start the season, I don't see it happening.
What week or at what point do you think like sports radio and everything starts talking about how long the leash is and all that kind of stuff and how many games they'll give Geno or whoever the week 1 starter is and all that kind of stuff? Because, I mean, that's going to start maybe week 3 of the preseason. Like, they'll be talking about that pre-regular season probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just that's the nature of the beast.
Well, how many games do you give whoever it is, you think?
We'll
talk about it first, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we got 17 total games, right? And I'm not, but how do you know the body of work? You got to give him a chance. And
sure.
Look, he got 3 games last year.
Mm-hmm.
We had a chance to win each of those games.
That's right.
I don't believe we gave him the full playbook. It didn't look, you know, like.
Right. Well, he's coming in. Russ gets hurt. It's quick.
Well, you still got Lockett. You still got Metcalf. Like, it should be. Especially a veteran like Geno, you should have the full playbook at your disposal. However, I don't know if that was the case. We're going to see. He played well in the Jacksonville game, but the Rams, when he came in, brought us back. That was the team that won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, I know.
Brought us back against them.
Yeah.
There was an interference that they didn't call. Shocker, right? That led to the game-sealing interception. The next week, T.J. Watt did T.J. Watt things and won the game with a forced fumble and sack.
Right.
But other than that, I thought he played great.
But now, first-round pick Drew Locke is here, so watch out. You know what I forgot to say? Yeah, first-rounder, right? Wasn't he first-rounder? Somebody? Drew Locke? Drew Locke was a first-rounder.
We're going to have to check that.
You know what? Something else we're supposed to check, and I forgot to mention this. Part of the new format is we're only supposed to get a couple minutes per take here. And this conversation is already spilling way over that time limit.
Second round.
So, wait, producer Move. Katie. So, 2 minutes
second
on
round.
The clock.
Yep. He was a second round pick.
All right, fine. Second round pick. But 2 minutes on the clock, 2 more minutes on this, and then 2 minutes per take. And then you got to keep us honest, okay?
You already had 2 minutes on this take. You want another 2?
Well, because I didn't see your. I didn't know the take was over.
All right, go.
What I was going to ask you was the Seahawks are playing coy with this whole quarterback thing, of course, saying they don't know what to do yet, or that they don't know what they're going to do and all that kind of stuff. But do you think that's true, or do you think they already kind of know what they're going to do and they're just telling us that it's still up in the air? Or do you think they will actually determine a lot through preseason and through how both guys play?
I don't know how much stock I put in a preseason.
Oh, really?
Okay. I just know that Gino's been here. He knows the system.
Yeah.
Guys love him.
Yeah.
The leadership aspect.
Right.
Like, can Drew come in and win the team over?
That's what I'm wondering.
We'll see.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing that could change and shift the tides other than, like, a disaster, like a 5 or 6 turnover game.
Right.
Where they're just like, we got to see what the other guy can do.
Well, I mean, that's how Russell won the job, right, in the preseason when for him. And so, I mean, we'll see what happens this preseason. Well,
yeah. Matt Flynn didn't lose that job.
Right.
So everybody was just like, oh, my God.
Right. Yeah.
Russell won that job.
Right, right. No, I hear you.
Next take.
I'm guessing time's up. We're moving on. Our Germany trip. That's next up.
Yeah, this will be quick. What's up?
Dude, it's going to be amazing.
It is.
Okay, big announcement, everybody. We will be in Munich, Germany for the Seahawks versus the Bucks, the big game, the big worldwide game that everyone's talking about. I mean, there's like, I think 700,000 people signed up for the email mailer just to find out when tickets were going to be sold. So this thing is bananas. We, this podcast, will have authentic game tickets. You can come to the game with us as part of our ticket package that we're selling. It'll also include hotel accommodations over there in Germany. Special events, exclusive events with some Seahawk legends. Lofa's going to be bringing some Seahawk friends with him, which we will announce those names as they come out. The tickets are on sale right now as you're listening to this podcast. So check out our social media at Take12Pod or Lofa's Twitter or Instagram and follow the links. You guys can buy tickets right now to go with us to Germany. We're not buying your flights or anything. You guys get yourselves over there. But once you're over there, we got your hotel, we got parties, we got dinners, we got all these events. All of the information is online. Find it on our social media and come with us, everybody. We're going to have gift packages for everybody that buys a ticket. Also, the last thing I'll say about it, there's only 51 tickets for sale. So it's limited space available.
Nice round number.
It's super, super exclusive. And these tickets will sell out. So jump online. And if you want to buy them right now, they're already on sale. If you want to just check out the information, do that too. Lofa, our next, as you open a beer. Next topic.
Join us.
Hey, buddy.
In Germany.
New defensive coordinator for the Hawks this year. Clint Big Hurt.
Big Hurt.
Yeah, new DC. Last year we had a new OC. This year, a new DC. So we talked about a new OC last year. I mean, is it any different getting a new DC? I mean, what's it? You know, it's kind of the same thing, but for the other side of the ball this year.
No, but schematically they're talking about some differences. You know, more. I think everybody's getting alarmed like, oh, we're going from the 4-3 to the 3-4. Well, personnel-wise, we were always set up more for the 3-4, and we ran what's called a stick defense, the stick front, bear front. There's a lot of names for the verbiage for this, but three down linemen, two outside that are, you know, usually bigger than linebackers, but a little smaller than DNs, and they're athletic, and they can rush the passer, and they can also, you know, do well dropping in space. So I don't anticipate too many different changes, but it's going to be hard for offenses to know who is blitzing on a down-for-down basis, and that's what's exciting is the confusion that it can cause for them and the opportunity of more big plays for our secondary and linebackers and our front to rush the passer.
And is that how you want to see them play?
I just want to see fast, aggressive, you know. I mean, we saw the greatest defense, in my opinion, that ever played because no one ever led scoring 4 years in a row. 12 to 15 every year. Number one.
Defensive scoring, yeah.
That's it's unheard of.
Yeah.
And so I want to get back to that. And I think with all everybody that's getting caught up in the who's going to be our quarterback, I could hand the ball off to the running back. And look, I'm not saying, you know, that's what we did in the past. But Marshawn Lynch and that defense did a hell of a lot for us to, you know, create that stretch that we had, that incredible run. So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is
well, and reports out of camp, like, fun young talent on the defensive side of the ball. You know, Kobe Bryant, like, hearing a lot about that DB. Yeah. So it's going to be fun. I think they're going to be fast and young and hungry.
Yeah, Bryant. I mean, the safeties, Bryant, Woolen, the 6'5", 4'3", 40 corner from UTEP. You know, Cody's going to get to play.
Next time.
You know, linebacker.
Cody Barton. Uh-oh, we're out of time.
We're talking about defense.
Oh, now he wants more time. All right.
Don't make me get defensive. All right. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah. No, I'm excited too, man. I'm excited too. And also without Bobby, of course, because, you know, we talked about Russ leaving, but, you know, the quarterback of the defense for all those years is no longer there either. Yeah. So we'll see how Brooks steps in and, you know, how the backers fare as we go through preseason. All right.
Sorry, Bobby. We love you. Katie, just making us move on.
Yeah. We're moving on to Seattle Youth Hockey Assist Golf Tournament. It's something that we are supporting as a podcast here. It's a great charity for supporting youth hockey in the area. You know, the Kraken are new in town and stuff, and so there's big interest in hockey. And playing youth hockey and playing any youth sport is expensive, but especially hockey. And so Seattle Youth Hockey Assist helps pay for pads and helps pay to send kids to away tournaments and things like that. And we're playing in a golf tournament. I'm playing. You're playing.
I'm winning.
More Seahawks are coming out there with us to that.
I'm winning.
A lot of local business owners. The tournament is at Echo Falls Golf Course, Golf Club, Golf and Country Club. I don't know what they call it. But come on out and support. You guys can also send donations at SeattleYouthHockeyAssist.com if you want to help out, if you can't come out to the tournament. But the reason I bring this up is not only because we're going to be out there and having a good time, but because you are playing in a hell of a lot of golf tournaments. Are you smashing it or what?
Oh, 310 average off the tee?
Like, yeah.
Is that good?
I basically wrote this down just so that you could flex for a second about your golf game if you wanted to.
Take that. true story. I it's a quick story, though.
Yeah.
I almost played hockey once.
Really?
Yeah.
Once?
Yeah, my dad found out, rink time was like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
That was
so,
the end of that.
So you didn't play hockey ever?
Quick story.
Yeah, that was quick. Football it was.
Next take.
Okay, moving on. Here's where I put down celebrations.
Oh.
You wanted to talk about celebrations. You told me to put it in the rundown.
Yeah.
Do you got?
Thank you. You know, I don't want to waste all my 2 minutes on just thanking my producer and Brett, my co-host, for actually listening to one thing I actually asked for.
Listen, the clock is running, but we don't need to feel the clock, though. You know what I mean? It's that John Wooden thing of, like, what did he say? Like, being fast but not
furious,
hustling or hustling, but don't worry about being too quick. Isn't there some John Wooden quote?
Probably something about don't rush.
Help me about that. Basically, that's what I'm saying.
Don't rush.
So what's the story?
Did you actually read that book?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, celebrations. We're celebrating our third season.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Never thought I'd be here. Never thought Brett would actually be here. And Katie, in person. But it's a celebration. We're celebrating Simply Seattle. And speaking of celebration, on top of us celebrating our third year, I just want to talk about teammates that had great celebrations.
Okay.
And I'm just, you know, shine a light on the guys that do all the dirty work.
Okay,
so
yeah,
my,
sure.
So my D line,
yeah,
man, Grant Wistrom. Every time he just smokes somebody.
Yeah,
got up with a punch or a flex, you know, bring the crowd up. Everything.
When I picture him, I picture him both arms raised in the air, and he's not wearing any arm pads because he had good arms, and he's letting us see all of it.
He's still shredded.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big cross.
How's
guy.
How's the flow? How's the hair?
Shining like Orion's belt. Then we're going to move on. Who else? Rocky Bernard.
Okay. Is that the belly?
No.
No, that's me bang?
That was bang bang. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was me bang. Okay, okay.
But, you know, Rocky, he had the shimmy, the shoulder shimmy, or the sugar bear shake.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
I mean, it was iconic.
I have the John Wooden quote here. Yeah. Producer Katie helping us out. It's be quick, but don't hurry.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Bryce Fisher, first one. We were playing the Rams, and I think he went off for like 2 or 3 sacks against a team that he had just left. He was the first one to do the point to the back of the nameplate.
Really?
First one I saw do it.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
he invented it.
He's a trendsetter.
Didn't he go to Air Force?
Probably big on TikTok. Yeah. Yeah, he did go to Air Force.
I don't know why I know that, but that sticks out in my brain for some reason.
Because he's a baller.
All right. Yeah, that's true.
Who else? Any other celebrations for D-line? Yeah, Mebane, he had the belly roll.
Well, the belly roll. Yeah. That's a classic.
Little Nasty, Craig Terrell, the original Little Nasty. He was strumming the guitar, big guitar guy.
Yeah.
So he was strumming the guitar.
He's still singing? He had like a, did he have like a country album at some point or something?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Simply Craig.
Check him out on Spotify, everybody.
I don't know if that's the name, but yes, yes, check him out. Craig Terrell. Little Nasty, AKA.
All right.
But the greatest celebration, this is to all the gamers out there, and I know I'm going long. Sorry, Katie.
No, you're fine.
But I was a big gamer back in the day.
Yeah.
Before I had kids. And in the gaming community, if you played Halo or if you played Call of Duty,
yeah,
teabagging was a thing.
You're going to push B on them. Just go over and push
so
B
you
on
know.
Them.
So oh, you I know. Know. Okay.
B, 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 B,
I'm
B.
I'm just saying, there's some people that might not get this out there. But yeah. So essentially, when you shoot somebody, right, in Halo, which, you know, you could go over there.
Crouch down on their face.
I didn't say face. You're getting very specific.
Well, if
saying,
you line it up right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can go over and you can teabag them.
Right.
And there's a big thing in the gaming community. They're saying make teabagging great again. And
oh.
So this was 2009, right?
This is going on a billboard, by the way. Make teabagging great again. The Take 12 podcast co-hosted by Lofa Tatupu. Ryan.
I'm on it.
Ryan, write that down.
I'm already on it.
Okay.
So 2009, we had a big group of gaming guys and, you know,
yeah.
big gamers, right?
You guys would, like, do the LAN parties
we were,
and
well,
stuff?
Well, we were, Microsoft is associated with the Seahawks, and so
sure.
they had a system link where, like, I don't think anybody had this, right?
Nice.
And so you after practice, at the very end, you'd rush there, there'd be four guys there, and we would all jump on and we would play. And
yeah.
So I was so notorious for teabagging that...
No, write that down.
That my someone changed my username to Loaf Teabag.
Okay.
And it gets better.
Yeah.
I happened to go on IR, and I was very sad. I was very distraught, right? Couldn't finish the season. But TJ Houshmandzadeh, one of the greatest teammates I ever had, the very next game we had, he scored a touchdown, and he did the teabag celebration in the end zone. I gotta get up to do this. He did the knee. And I'm telling you, he is an icon in the gaming community. And I wish they knew about this back then, but just, you know, it really, it lifted my spirits.
People gotta find that gif out there then.
It's gotta be out there somewhere.
There, yeah,
if you find it, please send it in to us because, you know, I'm just going to save it as my wallpaper because I was going through a hard time. I was lost for the season.
Yeah.
And he goes up to me before the game. He's like, I'm scoring today. He goes, watch for the celebration.
Amazing. Wow.
And when he did it, all the other gamers on the sideline ran near me. And they're like, no way he did it.
Oh, wow.
He fucking did it.
I kid you not. I remember that. I remember this moment. I didn't know there was a behind-the-scenes story about it. That was so good. That's amazing.
And that was the greatest celebration. The only other one, we're all over time, but Julian Peterson, I was supposed to get a sack. I was supposed to get a rush that I knew it was a guaranteed sack. But we were beating the Bucks, you know, handily, and they weren't going to call my number. They're like, no, you're just going to cover. We're going to send the good guys the blitz. I was like, fuck. So we get in the halftime, and they're like, hey, man, you're not blitzing. Give us the sack dance. I was like, all right. Well, we're playing the Buccaneers. When you sack the quarterback, get up and do the Captain Morgan. Put the knee in the air.
Oh, nice.
You know, got a little captain in you.
Yeah, yeah.
Julian Peterson got the sack. He did the celebration, and he got a case of Captain Morgan sent to his house.
Nice. Did he split it with you?
No.
What?
I think I might have got a bottle.
Okay.
Maybe a shot.
A little finder's fee.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's good.
I started that celebration.
I
shit,
like
man.
That. I like
well,
that.
TJ yeah. Houshmandzadeh did, but
hey, speaking of players, let's go back to the training camp. What's going on? Because contracts and stuff, and a lot of you know moving pieces on the roster and things like that. KJ Wright, you know, fan favorite, one of our favorites. He's been a guest here on Take 12 podcast last season, but KJ Wright, you know, he signs the 1-day contract to retire as a Seahawk. Just, you know, love the guy. Let me go through him and then you give me your thoughts. J.R. Sweezy, same thing, 1-day contract, comes back, retires as a Hawk. Chris Carson, forced to retire because of the injuries and things he's dealing with. I mean, go for it. Start with KJ and then, I mean...
We could do a whole episode
yeah,
on my
I know.
Thoughts. And, you know, about KJ.
Yeah.
That's how special of a person he is. I hope one day I see him in the Ring of Honor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's 10 years. We didn't start winning until KJ Wright got here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we didn't win when he left.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put that out there.
Yeah.
There's something to that.
Yeah.
And so, but more so, I watched him come as a rook with no training camp or very little training camp because of the lockout. Mm. No mini camp. He had no, like, yeah, they could send you the playbook. And he picked it up, learned all three positions, not only played all three positions, but did it well. Mm-hmm. I know a lot, you know, I know all three positions. I can only play one well. That was middle. But to play all at an all-pro level was insane. And even, I think the most telling story about KJ was when he got moved in year 10, I can't imagine this. Someone came in and they moved me from middle to outside. They're like, yo, you're going outside. I know you played middle your whole 10 years. You're going outside, Loaf. I'd be like, just cut me. Like, KJ was like, yo, I got it.
I'll figure it out.
And he had the best statistical year of his career in year 10.
Yeah.
So it just tells you who he is. On top of, all right, you know, Super Bowl champion, All-Pro. What was it? Steve Largent, Man of the Year.
Yeah. Like, everything he does in the community. I mean, just pro. Pro in all facets.
Dominates.
Yeah, so, just legend.
Shout out to Chris Carson, mm-hmm. one of my favorite players to watch. I think one of everybody's favorites to watch just because the way he attacked the game.
Sure.
And he went out on his shield, man.
Like, yeah.
You know, it's...
I mean, he did everything he could. I mean, he was there the whole time, kept trying to come back. I mean, he was
it's your neck.
You know, running out there with the guys. He was in camp, kind of, you know.
You
like,
might not be
He was
be
trying
walking.
Everything he could.
You
yeah.
might not be walking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I love this game. I gave everything I had to this game. We're talking about actual quality of life after this game.
Yeah.
And, you know, like little things. You know, I've seen some guys have that surgery. And, like, they turn. Their body has to turn for their head to turn.
Yeah.
And so...
it's bittersweet. It's sad to see him go, but...
Injuries suck.
Yeah, it does.
Injuries suck. Yeah. I know that.
I know.
And it's just... It's tough. It's tough. And so, but, I mean, he was... One of the best that ever did.
Well, how about J.R. Sweezy, too? I mean, defensive lineman turned offensive lineman and then wins a Super Bowl with us.
Insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, that's, you know, from going forward your whole life in terms of rushing the passer and stopping the run, now you got to backpedal and actually take on all these, you know, athletes that, you know, it's insane what he was able to do. So.
And a really nice NFL career. I mean, played with us, won the
Incredible.
Super Bowl, moved on, played with other people, all that. So, yeah. moving on. DK re-signed. I mean, just give me a quick thought on that. Like, I don't know if you have any thoughts on the contract or anything. I mean, I wanted us to re-sign him. I think we need to re-sign him. He becomes the face of the franchise almost instantly. But what do you think about the DK re-signing?
Yeah, he's a guy that you want to keep around anyways.
Yeah.
And so I don't have much to say other than congratulations, DK.
Yeah, there you go.
Drink's on you, buddy.
There you go. Your takes, everybody. We're doing our takes there. We got to your takes. You guys were tweeting Lofa your takes out there. Lots of good ones. I saw, you know, Dick's drive in over In-N-Out. That was a hot take from people. But I think I agree with that one. Do you agree with that one, Lofa? Because you're a California guy, though. In-N-Out's down there.
Yeah, it's great. It's but I mean, like, and I don't know if, like, you know, when I go to get Dick's Burgers, that has to play into it. But, you know, because it's always midnight.
Yeah.
You know, had a couple. And, like, I went to a Kraken game with Jordan Babineau.
Uh-huh.
And right after, I had 9 burgers. I finished all 9, producer Katie.
This is your standard order at Dick's? I'll have 9 cheese?
I think I ordered 6. He ordered 3. I think he only finished 2. Cornerback soft. And I was like, yo, what are you going to do with those other 2 burgers? Like,
yeah. I got in a little trouble on Twitter because I responded. I said, the Olympic mountain range is more beautiful than the Cascade mountain range to look at. And people came after me on Twitter for that hot take.
Yeah, no, I'm going to drink a beer for that one. I don't even know what you're talking about.
We're moving on from your takes. The new segment, 51 questions, Lofa. 51 questions. That was your number. I mean, you could have been number, you know, 23, but you were number 51. So 51 questions with Lofa Tatupu.
I didn't have a choice in my number.
Actually,
we talked about that before, didn't we?
No, I don't think we have, actually.
Not that you care.
How did you get your number?
Oh, you really care.
Yeah, I do care.
Or are you just trying to fill space? Yeah, so no. I was like, when they drafted me, mm-hmm. I was like, yeah. They were like, what number you want? I was like, yeah, let me get 55. All the grades at SC wore 55, right?
Yeah.
And because I knew Isaiah Kavizvinci had 58, mm-hmm. so I knew I wasn't getting 58. So let me get 55. They're like, ah, we just gave that to Jamie Sharper. I was like, okay, let me get 52. You know, Ray Lewis, big fan.
Sure. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, what's up? Like, nah, you know, we got somebody in there. I was like, okay, what do you have available? They go, we got 56 and 51. And I was like, well, I always liked watching Lawrence Taylor. Let me get 56. They're like, we're giving you 51.
Oh, what?
And I was like, well, why'd you ask?
Yeah.
And I don't know why. And I was like a rookie, so I wasn't going to ask.
Well, who got 56?
Leroy Hell.
Oh, so did he already ask for it then or something?
No, he didn't get drafted for another like 2 hours.
What?
He was right after me. He was the third pick.
Oh, they ask you right away when you get drafted?
Right away.
Wow. Okay.
It was crazy.
All right.
I didn't get it.
They just didn't want to give it to you?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Like, yeah.
Now, you don't want 55 anyway, though, because that was the boss, and then it's like, I don't know, bad vibes on that, maybe.
Oh, you bite your tongue. Fans. The boss was the man.
Look, he's the man when it comes to like being a cult hero and all that kind of stuff, but
we can revisit that Seattle, tackle maybe. Against Bo. It was a run through more than a, run by more than a run through.
Mm-hmm.
I had the same curious set of circumstances with Steven Jackson in college. You remember all your bad
set
plays.
Set of circumstances?
Yeah, it was almost identical.
All right. Well, anyway, 51 questions is the segment.
What are questions?
It's on your phone. I texted it to you. You have to get your phone out. So, 51 questions. They're completely random. We actually only have 45 of them, so you guys got to send in 6 more to round out this segment out there, unless Lofa can think of 6 more questions off the top of his head.
I'm sure I can.
The point is, there's 1 minute on the clock. Katie, you really have to keep track of the timing on this one, okay?
I'm trying.
1 minute on the clock.
These are very specific questions. There's no.
We're going to see how many we can get through. Look, it's theoretically possible, isn't it? You got like a 28.
Yeah, it's theoretically possible.
What'd you get on the Wonderlic? It's theoretically
okay, you
possible.
Would have to ask the question mm-hmm. in less than... 3/10 or 1/3 of the second.
I'm right? sure it'll be fine.
And then your reply is what I'm worried about.
I got to keep the reply short. The point is, what we're going to do is we ask the 51 questions. There's 1 minute on the clock. You see how many you can get through. We'll keep a leaderboard right. around here.
These are what you
But
guys,
I'm going to set the bar for everybody. I'm going first.
I'm shortening these.
That's fine. You can shorten them. Yeah, do whatever you want. It's your segment, buddy. Whatever you want.
You guys are assholes.
All right, 1 minute starts after you complete the first sentence or right. the first question, okay?
First album you bought.
Somebody's got to keep track of how many I get.
He
you got it?
Fucking just asked.
He didn't listen to the rules. The
I did.
He did.
I said clock starts.
It's clock's after. Running, bro.
He finished.
Start over.
That's not even the sound effect.
Oh, okay, God. Ready? Here we go.
I'm simple as yet. I'm sorry.
We're restarting. Fine, we're restarting.
Hit us with it.
Maybe you've heard this one.
All right, 1 minute on the clock. Go ahead.
First album you bought.
Green Day Dookie.
Last meal.
Barbecue ribs.
If you give up one of your 5 senses, which one?
Smell.
You have any posters in your bedroom?
Michael Jordan.
Collect anything?
No.
Favorite sports team?
Seahawks.
Any conspiracy theories?
Yeah, we didn't land on the moon.
Color's your couch?
Brown.
Favorite used emoji?
Laugh cry.
Last movie you saw.
He's talking.
Shut fast. The fuck up. Last movie you saw.
Top Gun Maverick.
I want to win. Count to 10 in random order.
1-3-5-7-9-8-4-2-6-0-7. That's not right.
I don't think. I think you said 7 twice. What's your most used curse word?
Fuck.
Salty or sweet?
Sweet.
Pancakes, waffles, or French toast?
Pancakes.
Crappiest day job you ever had?
Oh, selling vacuum cleaners.
Matt Damon or Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck.
Do aliens
no,
exist?
No, Matt Damon.
Oh, no,
yes,
Detroit.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Pass. Oh, shit. I'm asking the questions. Favorite fruit.
Apple. Oh, no.
Fuck.
How many was it?
20?
How many was it?
19 or 20?
I got 17.
17?
Well, you got them wrong. You still answered them.
What do you mean wrong? They're opinion based.
The 10 to...
There's a couple of wrong.
10 to...
Random
First
order,
of all,
yeah.
No, in a random order, you technically could have gotten 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 9.
Oh.
This is why he got a
See, that's why he got the big score on the Wonderlic.
It's not totally random, but it is different.
You guys, there's lots to discuss on this show, and we often run out of time, as you can tell. But this season, we are putting overtime videos, overtime rants, extra topics, and possibly even extra episodes on Patreon.com. So go to Patreon.com, Patreon.com/Take12, TAKE12POD, Take12Pod. So Patreon.com/Take12Pod. Sign up. It's barely more than a dollar a week. It supports the podcast, helps us, you know, pay for marketing and billboards and all the fun stuff we want to do around here. You also just become a supporter of the show. I mean, you get this show for free. Why not put in a couple bucks each and every week at patreon.com/take12pod? And like I said, you'll be getting exclusive rants and extra videos and things that you can't see anywhere else on the internet. It will be exclusive to our patrons. This week, we'll be putting up a few things. And one thing we'll be putting up is Lofa's thoughts on USC leaving the Pac-12 for the Big Ten. Don't tell me right now. Save it for Patreon. He's just like sat back in his chair. But I'm excited to hear your thoughts on that, and we will be letting our Patreon patrons know his thoughts on that. But right now, Lofa, speaking of time and all of that good stuff.
Would it be Patreonians?
Sure, why not? Episode 1 of Season 3 of the newly named Take 12 podcast is now in the books, and it's over. So we're wrapping it up. How you feel?
Good.
I feel sweaty.
I'm sweating my ass off.
We usually don't do it in front of these lights and stuff.
All of the lights. Mm-hmm. Yes. Whew.
You guys, follow us on social media.
It could have been 51 questions.
At Take12Pod. Email us seahawkspod@gmail.com. That's spelled exactly how it sounds. Follow us at Take12Pod. I already said that. Check out our sponsors, everybody. Yeah. Simply Seattle. Shop simplyseattle.com for any of your Seattle sports teams apparel needs. They also have PNW designs, all kinds of apparel from Simply Seattle, Sonic stuff. They're the world's largest Sonic retailer. So check them out for anything you need. What's the promo code, Lofa?
Take 12.
That's it. For 12% off any of your purchases at shopsimplyseattle.com. Also, shout out to betonline.ag.
I almost believe.
Epic Seats. Oh, man, so much to talk about. Woo. Thanks for being here with us, everybody. This new season is rolling, and we will have new in every episode. And we will have new episodes each and every week, so stay tuned. Lofa, we got to break it down, though.
Stay hoppy.
Is that what you want to break it down to? Come on.
Hoppy Valley.
What are we breaking it down to?
I'm not touching your hand.
What?
We're going to wireless. Get out of here. Back up. Back up. No, you break it down.
What? No, right, you break it down.
Simply Seattle on three. 1, 2, 3. Simply Seattle.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.